I've tried to make friends, but it's not easy going to a new school. The other kids just aren't nice.
Well, if you want to make friends, try putting a little salt in your speech. Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. Thanks for joining me today. When you talk, do you complain and put others down, or do you say things that are kind and encouraging? It's easy to be mean and negative, but speaking in a kind way is sort of like adding a little salt to your words. Just listen to Paul's encouragement in Colossians 4:6. He says, "Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt." Now let's learn more about what that means. Our story today is called Salty Speech. Journey watched eagerly as her grandmother began to make popcorn. "Tell me about school, Journey," said Grandma. "Have you made new friends?" Journey sighed. "Not really. I've tried to make friends, but it's not easy to move to a new town and go to a new school, Grandma." As Journey talked about the kids at school, Grandma noticed that she complained about many of them. "Are you being friendly to them?" Grandma asked. Journey shrugged, watching as Grandma poured popcorn into a bowl and handed it to her. Journey took the bowl and began to eat the popcorn, but then she frowned and put the bowl down. "It needs salt," she said. "Oh, that's right," said Grandma. "I forgot the kind I popped was salt-free." Grandpa wasn't allowed to have salt for a while, you know. She reached for the salt shaker. "I'm wondering if your attempts to make friends might be something like this popcorn," she added. "Like popcorn?" asked Journey. "What do you mean?" "Well, without salt, there isn't much flavor to popcorn," said Grandma. "The Bible says our speech is like that, too. It needs salt. I'm just wondering if you're using it." Journey made a face. "You're not saying I should carry a salt shaker around and sprinkle some on my tongue before I talk, are you?" Grandma laughed and shook her head. "No, but you need to recognize that if your words are negative, complaining, or focused only on yourself, people won't want any more after the first taste. But if your words are seasoned with salt, if you're saying things that are helpful and kind and let people know you care about them, they'll like talking with you and will come back for more." She handed Journey the bowl of popcorn. "Try this again," said Grandma. "See how it is now." Journey took the bowl and put some in her mouth. "Yum," she said. "Salt really makes a difference." Grandma nodded. "Ask God to help you use a little salt at school tomorrow, too. Since you know Jesus, you can show the same love and care for others that He does. Trust Him to help you season your words with His love and be a friend like Him." So how about you? When you talk, do you often complain and put others down? Are your conversations mostly about yourself and what you're dealing with? Or do you ask others about their lives and say things that are kind and encouraging? Try adding a little salt to your words by saying things that show others you care about them. Let them see that you can be kind, caring, and a friend like Jesus by seasoning your words with His love. Our key verse is Colossians 4:6.
Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt.
And our key thought for today, speak kind, caring words. Hey, if you like today's story, you can get Keys for Kids in the mail for free. When you sign up for a free subscription, I'll send you the printed Keys for Kids devotional every 3 months, and you'll have each day's story right there in your hands. Plus, you'll get the bonus coloring and activity pages along with the Hey Zach question in every copy. Ask your parents for help to sign up for a free subscription to Keys for Kids when you go to keysforkids.org/getkeys. That's keysforkids.org/getkeys. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.